Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Many of us who are of a certain age can remember a wonderful commercial for Alka-Seltzer that launched the phrase, "Spicy, spicy meatball." Now, apparently this little gut bomb could trigger a lot of discomfort, which needed to be put to rest with a little Alka-Seltzer. So Chef Trey Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I think whoever made that "spicy, spicy meatball" didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, probably not.
It shouldn't be hard to get down.
I spent some time up in New York City and went to the meatball shop. There's two guys who've opened this concept. It's all about meatballs. Uh-huh. There's five of them throughout the city, one in Brooklyn. And it's discreet. And, it sparked my interest in, trying to figure out making meatballs and really taking a step back and understanding the best way to do it. And so it's been a lot of fun trying to figure it all out.
Now, this is more than just getting a bunch of hamburger and making a ball out of it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, certainly the meat choice. What's interesting is that I think to make a good meatball, unlike some other things, you don't need to go crazy and buy, like, real expensive meat or anything crazy to do it. Just a good old piece of chuck is fine. But grinding yourself, I think, has a lot to do with it. Because, freshly ground meat has a very different taste than sort of packaged ground meat.
Oh, it does.
And, everybody's got a Cuisinart or something like that you can buy an attachment, a little home grinder, even buy the hand crank one and grind your own meat. And, of course, at the meatball shop, and they have a great cookbook, too. They have like over 100 different meatballs. Not every day, but they've come up with and over the time have served them. The other big component that's kind of interesting to figure out is bread or bread crumbs. My experience has been bread is better.
Really?
But the whole reason for this being in the meatball is to absorb the fat as it's being melted out of the meat and keep some of it in the meatball.
Right.
So actually where people might think that it would make a more dense meatball, the more bread you put in, it's actually quite the opposite. It makes the meatball a little fluffier and have a lighter consistency. And so if you're grinding your own meat, it's easy to just cube up some bread and throw it in with the meat while you're putting it in through the grinder. Breadcrumbs worked, but I really like the texture when I used fresh bread. And these guys have a great sort of ratio. It's a pound of meat to a slice of bread to a teaspoon of salt to basically a cup of ricotta or parmesan or some sort of cheese you want to make. And then, anything else is just kind of sort of the sky's the limit. And this ratio really works well.
Is there any kind of binder like eggs that come into play?
You're always going to put in an egg per pound of meat also. That will sort of hold everything together.
Yeah.
And what these guys do is make the small version. They make 2-ounce meatballs, not like these large ones. And it's really good. I actually have become sort of a convert to the smaller size. I used to make the bigger meatball, but I kind of like this little 2-ounce meatball.
How big is that, like a size of a golf ball?
Yeah, maybe about the size of a golf ball.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, now, after you've sort of mastered the beginning process, the sky's the limit, grinding things like cheese, different fresh herbs, a variety of things into your meatball, you can sort of just go nuts.
Right. Now, do you have to stick with beef or can you use
these guys, you can do whatever you want. I mean,
really?
Just keeping the basic ratio
chicken or
works.
Turkey or,
chicken, turkey, pork,
no kidding.
Obviously veal, lamb meatballs are great. There's some very cool tofu varieties of meatballs, some vegetarian ones that use lentils. There's a ton of things you can do. And then these guys, the other little trick they have is, basically they put them in a 400-degree oven for 17 minutes and you get the perfect meatball.
Now, Jerry, real quick, if I ask you, what are your two or three favorite seasonings to use in a meatball?
I mean, a lot of fresh parsley goes into meatballs. It makes them look really pretty and also gives them great flavor. And I'm a Parmesan as opposed to ricotta cheese guys and meatballs, but both work well too.
I'd be going for cumin all the time. Thank you very much, Jer. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.